Blog Talk Radio.
You're in the ER with PWR Slam, the hottest wrestling talk show on all of the internet. With your host, Chaotic Katie, the Dean of Wrestling Referee Steve Payne, and Sadistic John David. Now, let's go into the ER for PWR Slam.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the ER. I am Sadistic Sean David, along with my co-host.
Steve, Patrick Hugh.
He's not here.
He's not here. I see him in... Okay. All right, and why this show is never a bag of dicks? Chaotic Katie, where the hell is Steve?
He's having issues again.
Oh, man. Shitting.
Yeah. Well, without any further ado, we are going to get it right into things here tonight with the guy behind the Monster Factory. It's been a long time since we've talked to him. We're going to talk to him again now. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Danny Cage.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for coming out.
No problem. Little technical difficulties there in the beginning, huh?
A little bit.
It's always something with Steve Kane. I don't know if it's the good old saying between the keyboard and the computer, he just can't get it, or what's going on. But it's always something.
It's all good.
We are here, so talk to us. Monster Factory has been busier than ever. From the looks of things, and you know, you guys are pumping out some of the best students out there. And if you're looking for professional wrestling training and you are in the vicinity of the Monster Factory, you're a fool to not get your training there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We just had a kid move from Alaska to come train with us. We've had people move from Michigan, Florida, Texas, you name it. Plus, when we do our camps, we get people coming in from all over, the world, to be honest with you.
Awesome. Do you get Canadians?
What's that?
Do you get Canadians?
Yes, we do.
Cool. We get people like me. Good.
Well, and you guys have been not only busy training, but you're promoting shows now again. And it seems like you guys are promoting more shows than what I remember you promoting when we were first talking to you. So that's a good thing because it's a good place for the students to be able to get their feet wet.
Yeah, and then, you know, not only that, we bring a lot of outside talent in. It's a good way to get them work, and plus, you know, network with other people and get them on other shows by surrounding themselves with, you know, like-minded people. We do, 2 to 3 shows a month now, and then, like, in July, we're doing 4 shows.
Holy hell.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I have one event coming up next week, and that was enough of the headaches for me. You know,
not to mention, you know, we have our camps that we do, and then, you know, our training is pretty hectic too. So,
what sounds it?
Talk to us and tell us what's been going on at the Monster Factory. You're busier there now than ever before. You're doing 2 to 3 podcasts in a night.
Yeah, I got another one right after this one, and then I think another one like at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just trying to stay busy. What's that, bud?
What's keeping you so busy? What's Is there any big news that we need to know about, or is it just business as usual with the Monster Factory?
No, just the usual crazy stuff going on, trying to help promote these kids, you know, really branch out there, get our network going good, the MF network, and, you know, just try to get out there and spread the word. It's, you know, the radio shows are easy to do. You know, I don't have to go driving 12 hours to go do them. You know, I can just, right now, for example, right now I'm sitting out in my car doing it, because if I'm inside, my kids are not letting me talk on the phone. They're bouncing off the walls. And
well, kids will do that.
That's what kids
and
do.
The one's turning 10 and the other one's 8, and they're both girls, and they would just be, I want to be on the radio. I want to be on the radio. So I just go out my car and take the phone call.
Oh.
Katie, you have a question.
All right. Let's get right into this. We're going to get a little softer here, folks. After the tragic death of Chris Cornell, you made a post the next morning on Facebook. Talk to us about what motivated you to do that.
I was suicidal as a teenager, going through a lot of stuff in my family. And, you know, like we weren't like a poor family. We were actually, you know, well-to-do. But when you see your parents doing things like that, it doesn't matter if you're in a trailer park or if you're in a mansion. It affects your life. So every once in a while, I just reach out and put my phone number out there and tell people that. I do it, you know, maybe once or twice a year or so, but all our kids that I coach know they can reach me no matter what. And because I think that's what's wrong with wrestling today, is everybody is too busy with just trying to teach somebody how to wrestle, as opposed to doing what a real coach does. And a real coach does way more than that. I just knew that by, you know, when I grew up as an amateur wrestler, my coach was more than just a coach to me. So I just try to be everything for everybody.
Nice.
Well, it is important to make sure that you take care of everybody's mental health standings, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know your age. I don't know your age, but when I was growing up, we really didn't have much out there. I mean, I wasn't uber suicidal, but I did have my suicidal thoughts. I have been diagnosed as passively suicidal. But with that, it also means it's almost like you're a chicken. It's basically, people say to me, Katie, are you suicidal? I said, no, ma'am, my show's on tomorrow night.
Right.
You know,
right.
I know that I'm here for something. I may not know what that is, but I know I'm here for something. And I'm also, another reason too, is I know damn well that there's got to be that one person that needs to be pissed off by me. So,
everybody
needs
a purpose.
Everybody does.
I myself have gone through quite the therapy for irrational thoughts and other things such as that. My anxiety levels are usually pretty high, so I'm hyper all the time because of that. But my mental upkeep is number one in my life.
I just think in professional wrestling, especially, because I mean, you know, this is somebody's dream to them, and there's so many different things that goes on between the traveling, being alone. You know, somebody bursting your balloon almost on a daily basis. You think everything's going okay. So you know, I just think everybody needs that. You know, not necessarily the answers, but just an ear to listen.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, and that's true, because Katie and Steve know it. I have jumped through hurdle after hurdle after hurdle to make the event next weekend happen.
You've had at least one mental breakdown, at least. Yeah,
so,
not quite psychotic, but it's up there.
people don't understand that this is not a you know, a business where everybody's hunky dory with everybody. You're
right.
you're not gonna there are people that are gonna try to bully you, and especially these young kids,
mm-hmm.
and we see it all too often. There was a guy up here that doesn't get booked anymore because he went in and legit broke a kid's arm.
Jeez.
And I'm like, how the hell is that teaching the kid a lesson? You make him never want to fucking step in a ring again. Like, come on
that
now.
Right.
Well, maybe that could also be one of his intentions as well. So.
There's stretching a kid, and then there's being a stupid dick.
Oh, yeah.
And that was being a stupid dick. Because if that would have happened in my locker room, I would have broke his damn arm. That would have been it.
Right.
I would have been like, you're going to pick on somebody your own damn size, or
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be here, because this don't fly with me. But
yeah,
the rookies have to be taught the right way. There are too many people that go out and get their pair of boots and pair of tights on high spots and get some elbow pads and knee pads and some sports tape and, you know, think that they're a wrestler. And
right.
that's not the case. It takes legitimate training. I don't wake up a day in my life after wrestling for about 3 to 4 years without feeling sore. That kind of wear and tear on the body, it will eat up at you, and that's what people don't understand. They think these wrestlers are invincible, and they're not.
No, they're not Wolverine. They're not made of adamantium. It's not happening.
You know, these wrestlers are human, just like the rest of us. One thing I want to bring up while you're on the air, because it's been 18 years since it happened. Your thoughts on Owen Hart?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Your thoughts on Owen Hart?
All I heard was 18 years since it happened, and then I just didn't hear anything.
Yeah, your thoughts on the tragedy of Owen Hart?
Oh, it was awful. I still remember that night. I didn't have the pay-per-view, mm-hmm. but a buddy of mine called me up and told me about it, and I was stunned. Like, number one, I didn't see it, and he just said that he fell. So I'm trying to think,
mm-hmm.
how the hell did he fall? But then
right.
to hear how it happened, I mean, it's got to be the most terrifying way to die ever. I mean, I can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine being on that show in the locker room, in that ring, having to follow, you know, and go out there and perform. I mean, it's you know, and for what I hear. I have never heard a bad story about Owen Hart. So,
no,
I mean,
and you never will. And the thing about it is I watched the Raw tribute video that they did the night after he died, and it was very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard to watch. I was like, man, this guy was, you know, I'm 26, going on 27, and he was 34. That's not that far apart. I'm like, this is, and I'm like, you know, okay, Vince got away with it. We don't know what happened, but Vince did get away with it in some terms, and that people often ask, why is Owen never in the Hall of Fame? If you were a family member of Owen Hart and that happened on a WWF pay-per-view, would you ever allow your relative to be inducted into their Hall of Fame? Probably not. So these fans have to think.
Oh,
you have to place
the fans are losing it. The fans are losing it. I'm telling you. I mean, I look at my Facebook, and everybody's like, "Oh, come on, Martha, stop being such a bitch. You know, let him be inducted." Everybody's putting it on Martha. Come on. I mean, I was trying to explain it to some idiot today. Think about it. You just love the one person you loved more than anything in this universe, okay? And you lost him to something that he loved to do that you had no interest in. How is she supposed to feel? Something that she hated most of her life. Well, she grew up in it. You know, it was something that she hated most of her life, killed her man. And not only that, Vince allowed it to happen. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, Owen had his head about him. Owen had the last say. Bullshit. Vince had the last say, as far as I'm concerned. And to use improper boat rigging to do such a stunt?
Well, and it's like I pointed out on one of our shows, and we'll come back to this after Danny's gone, because I don't want to waste all of his time on this. But the thing about it is, there was a time that he came down from the ceiling before that he got caught. Like, the rigging got stuck, and he just floated there. And I'm like, okay, you knew there was a fucking problem then, but yet you let him come out on a pay-per-view again. I get the point of the character, but...
A zip line and one of those lines are entirely two different things. You sit there and go on and on and on until you're blue in the face and your jaw hurts. Well, Shawn Michaels came down on a zip line. Shawn Michaels came down on a zip line. They're two separate things. Two separate boat rigging? Come on, man. Come on. But anyway, you're right. We can't sit here and talk about this all freaking night.
The other thing that a lot of people don't realize is when you're a promoter and you're dealing with these kids and, you know, and Lord help anybody that gets cocky with me. This is a warning to anybody in my locker room. You get cocky with me, you'll be lucky not to get popped in the mouth, because I just don't put up with it. I don't.
Okay, well,
and some people can call me a bully for that, but... If you get cocky with somebody that's promoting the fucking show, you deserve to get popped in the mouth. Because you don't know what that promoter has gone through to make that show happen. You're a wrestler there. And, you know, I have seen some of these young cocky kids. And, Danny, I know what you do to them. You put them in the ring and let somebody stretch them, if not stretch them yourself.
Do stretch.
But you've got a lot of success going on. Oh, and we lost Danny Cage.
Damn.
Damn it.
No wonder it sounded like just the Kate and Sean show.
Well, his tag team champions were on Impact. Steve, if you want to dial him back in and... see if you can get him back. That would be great. His tag team champions were on Impact.
Who are his tag team champions? Please help me out.
Shit.
Just because, okay, people, you can sit here and spank me all you like over this one, but at one point in time, I did not have the ability to watch TNA, and also, at one point in time, Raw and TNA were also on at the same time. So what I am trying to do throughout the week, because the Game Network has TNA in 60 minutes, because you get compilation fights, like it'll be like, hey, let's look at what AJ Styles did. Hey, let's look at what Angle did, whatever, right? And so I'm trying to catch up and learn everything, and plus I'm also able to watch on Thursday nights without spoiling it for you as well, Sean. But... I'm loving. So please tell me, who is this tag team we're talking about, tag champs? Who are they?
Steve, you're going to have to help me out, because I know who they are. Oh, and it's ringing. One ringy dingy.
I hope we didn't put him off.
You reached Danny Cage of the world famous Monster Factory.
Right.
Just please leave me a...
Well, I guess either Danny Cage has gone to take care of some things in the bathroom, or maybe he just doesn't want to talk to us no more.
I hope we didn't offend him.
I hope we didn't. Well, because all we were doing was talking about Owen. So I can't see where.
Owen dying was a tragedy, and it's something that we cannot forget. What the hell?
Okay, only call him this one more time. If he wants to call his phone, leave him a message this time. for Ringy Dingies?
You reached Danny Cage of the World Famous Monster Factory. Just please leave me a brief message, time you called, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Danny.
Hey,
it's
Dan.
Sean.
And Kate.
And Kate. With PWR, we seem to have lost you. Give us a phone call back if you can, or message me on Facebook, and we'll get you rescheduled for another time. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Night. Oops. Sorry, folks. Shit happened. All right.
Well, we got a great show for you, everybody. Steve Kane, get your ass called in.
Come on, man. Use your damn phone, darn you.
Use your Obama phone that's loud as fuck.
Oh, my God. See, people, this is why I pay $60 a month to make sure that I can call in with no issue.
Well, until Blog Talk gives you an issue.
Yeah, Blog Talk gives me an issue. That's totally something I can't control, and it is apt to happen, but we try not to have it happen.
Well.
But anyway, what else do we have scheduled for tonight, Sean, or anything at all?
That was it, and we're going to talk about, well, we talked about SmackDown and Raw, and
bring the callers on. I know there's a caller, at least one.
Good evening. My name is Bond. James Bond.
Billy Bond.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Hey, sweetheart.
He hears, how's it going, Auntie Kate?
I'm doing good. He hears unmuted, and he turns into Bond. Oh, my God. What is this? Ring a bell and I'll salivate.
You can ring.
Well, how's it like that? Don't even. Don't sing, Sean. You know you're not allowed to sing. I'm the only one allowed to sing.
And put some stank on it!
Well, alrighty then. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I got nothing. Alright.
No one home.
Okay, we are calling you. We are calling you.
Come on, Stevie. Pick up your phone.
We are summoning the great spirit of Steve Kane. Great old spirit of Steve Kane.
Yeah, I really can't believe half of the stuff that's gone on lately. I mean, yep, it's been the anniversary of Owen Hart has passed. We recently lost Chris Cornell and then Roger Moore. I'm like, damn, what the fuck's going on here?
Well, with Roger Moore, he was 89 years old. He was also battling cancer. It upset me that, yeah. I'll be all right. I'll never forget when Owen died. You know, I remember when he fell. I looked at Darren and I said, "I don't know, man. I don't think there's any way he's coming back from that." And then when the King came and said that he was gone to the hospital, you know, we all hoped and prayed he'd be okay, and unfortunately, he wasn't. Being a Canadian and growing up watching Stampede Wrestling and knowing all about Stu and his dungeon and everything, and you know, and also you sit and really look at it, Owen was just starting to gain steam, you know,
mm-hmm.
as Owen and as the Blue Blazer. So that's another reason why it hurts so much. He was just starting, and he was doing it on his own. He was doing it without his brothers, without his dad, without anybody. You know, he was the dark heart. He was the dark heart. He was the anti-heart. He was awesome.
He was the heart that followed his own path.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I myself never really had the honor of getting to watch him wrestle besides old YouTube videos, but
yeah,
I have to admit, what I've seen, the guy was fucking amazing and really had a lot of potential going for him. And to those fans out there calling his wife a bitch, all I have to say is this. Hello, anyone home? Think, McFly, think. As you said, she lost her husband to something he loved doing, so she's kind of within her right to say leave his name alone.
Yeah, but she's also, I may not agree with her, but I do sympathize with her. She has to understand she is not the only one that lost him. We all lost him. You know, like,
yeah.
There's no Owen Hart DVD, really. There's no induction. There's nothing. I'm surprised she even allowed Vince to memorialize him. So, yeah. But you also have to look at it as well. When Stu Hart died, not Stu Hart, when Vince Sr. died, there went all the plans that Vince and Stu had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you notice, the second Sr. died, the Harts were treated far differently. Storyline or not, and in the end it was not. There's no rhyme or reason. But Sean, this is not the Katie show. Sean.
And I will agree. I may not fully agree with her, but I do have to at least show her respect, you know, because she lost her soulmate.
Vince gave her a mere $1 million. That's what he gave her. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I killed your husband. Here's $1 million.
That sounds like such a shitty deal right there.
All right. When seriously, funerals are upwards of $10,000. They can go into like $35,000.
I can't.
You can go higher than that, especially if you don't have a plan. Like, some people do have a plan. A lot of people don't. And obviously, he didn't. But, it makes
well,
me
when you're 34, when you're 34, do you plan to die by falling from the fucking ceiling of a venue? No.
I don't know. But,
not exactly,
again, you turn around and you have people like one of my friends, which doesn't need to be named, but her and her husband, they got jumped outside of a theater one night and robbed at gunpoint and decided to write their wills. I got a message the other day asking me if I wanted the kids. Free kids.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, okay, and the kids are out there. All right, for those of you who don't understand the terminology, what I'm going to say basically means autistic, Asperger's, and whatnot. These are spectrum kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can deal with special needs kids, and I can deal with the violence, the nonverbal, the behavioral. But on a day-to-day, 24 hours a day, they're mine. I told her straight up. I said, okay, I'll do it, but I'm telling you right now, I'm scared. You know, like, I don't care if they're going to be trust fund babies, but I'm scared shitless. So, yeah, it's a real thing, you know. You got a plan. I have no plan, but that's okay.
Andy Kate even deals with the strange
about.
And unusual.
Yeah.
Next week on PWR Slam doubleheader, it will be the stars of Wrestle Wars 2 next Tuesday. The 30th, and on the 31st, right back here next Wednesday, it is going to be 403 Get Fame. Famous B.
Yeah.
With beautiful Brenda.
Beautiful Brenda. Yeah. I've never spoken to beautiful Brenda yet, so it's going to be quite a treat for me.
Cortez
awesome.
Castro, Ricky Reyes, and Carly Perez, Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And if Katie's not good, she might get the lick of death.
I'll take the lick of death. I've seen the lick of death. She was pretty freaking hot giving the lick of death. I'll take the lick. Yeah, man, lick me. That'd be good. That's cool. All right, I want to slide down Marty the Moth's pole while I get the lick of death. How's that?
Lick it up.
Do you know, okay, you just mentioned a Kiss song. Do you realize, Billy, that I used to roller skate to look it up? Every
Saturday
afternoon.
I just figured it was worth a little humor.
Oh, well, it wasn't
okay,
us.
His phone,
it wasn't anything
his
that we
phone,
did.
Okay. Yeah, his phone is totally fornicated. It got wet, keeps cutting in and out, can't answer or call. Just got disconnected from another show, can't do it tonight, trying to get another phone. It turns... Oh, well, you know what? I can see where the lick of death would turn Vampiro on. Just seeing it turns me on. Hey, man, I said it. Lick me.
Oh, Steve Kane.
I'll take a licking.
Oh, where has Stevie Kane gone?
I do not know.
Steve Kane.
Oh, where can he be?
Oh,
excuse me, bitch!
With his tail cut long and his ears cut short. Oh, where can he be?
Oh, my. Well, I really don't have anything.
I don't have anything either. I suck. This sucks. Bites, blows, big, gay, hairy moose dick. Folks, if you want to call in and sit here and talk to us, that is entirely up to you. If you are in the chat, you scroll all the way to the top of the page. Sorry. You can't use Skype because Skype's a piece of dog dirt. You can, but if you use your long-distance plan, your anytime net, you can dial 213-943-3719, and you can get a spot at the, well, I guess you can say it's kind of the cool kids' table. Yeah,
this is the cool kids' table.
Excuse me, who do you think created the cool kids' table? I did. Anyways, yeah, I'll let Carly lick me and Naya beat me up. Then I'll slide him. Okay, hold on a second, but if Nia Jax is going to beat the living shit out of me, how am I going to be in any condition to slide down any pole? So maybe I should slide down the pole, take my licking, and then get the shit kicked out of me by Nia Jax. That would be good. In
oh,
that
my
order.
God.
And
take
then,
your licking and keep on ticking.
And then Carly can come and lick me again. Wake up, bitch. Wake up, bitch. All right, I have spank tank material for the rest of my life. Thank you. Oh, Steve Kane, you're a naughty one. Yeah, you're a naughty one. Oh, and if anybody wasn't there to listen to that episode with sliding down Marty Moff's pole. Marty had been into the Jager. I do believe it was his fiance's birthday. And, yeah, I still have a picture on my phone. And he has a stripper pole in his apartment, and he had been swinging around it. And I asked him if I could slide down his pole, and he said that I could anytime I liked. So
well,
anytime Marty was brought up, so was his pole. And I did not start that. You started it. You asked me if I wanted to slide down his car in a pole, and I said, yeah, sure, I'm game. I'll slide down his pole.
It's going to be an epic confrontation at NWA Big Apple on Friday, June 9th for the NWA National Heavyweight Championship. The champion, the Tokyo Monster Kahagas, with Prince Akanton versus Crowbar with Kevin Sullivan.
Oh.
Ooh. Sullivan. Ooh. I didn't think he
Sullivan.
Was active.
Oh, yes.
He's active. Oh, yeah, honey. He's old and active.
He's old and active. It's like Steve Kane.
Look at me, I'm old and active. Look at me, I'm old and active.
Okay.
Hey,
that was spontaneous.
Yeah, man. Vascular. Anyways.
I don't know what that clip is named or I'd play it. He's so
a what?
Vascular.
What?
vascular. Wow, what do you mean, wow? Well, we don't have you here to keep us in line, Steve, and we don't know what the fuck to talk about because you're our fountain of knowledge, our encyclopedia, so we don't have you. So it's like mommy went to the store and only left us with peanut butter and crackers. We got nothing, okay? We got nothing.
And Kool-Aid. Can't forget the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Mommy's not home, so we're smoking a lot of weed and fucking around. Jinder Mahal.
Oh, my God,
what
that looks amazing. The fuck
what?
Is that?
What the fuck is what?
Creamy Tuscan chicken. Oh.
That sounds good.
Okay. I think I'll thaw some chicken out.
I'd like some butter chicken or some curry chicken or some jerk chicken. I love chicken. Jerk chicken.
Okay, you guys got me craving chicken now.
You don't even know.
That was awesome.
My favorite. Yeah. Chicken and potatoes. Chicken.
Oh,
chicken
yum.
Broccoli.
Now that's delicious.
Yeah. But no, I had some good curry chicken last week. It was fucking beautiful and the potatoes were awesome. And then I had an argument with some guys, and it's not peas. It's not rice and peas. It's rice and kidney beans. I said, yeah, but on the menu it says peas. So what the fuck do you want me to do? Ask a big black lady that could probably scale the counter and beat my ass? Okay, Jesus, no. But, all right. All right, Sean, talk about Ego getting his ass handed to him. Excuse me, I'll say this properly. Talk about Ego getting his ass handed to him by the fake prince.
Oh, yes, it was the Velveteen Dream, baby.
Oh, my.
The Velveteen Dream taking on Ego. Ego. Robert Anthony.
Okay, press. This is the button you're going to press right now. Go to the soundboard and press Jinder Mahal.
He's so vascular.
Stop.
Oh,
we got to get me doing so vascular. Seriously, Steve.
Vascular.
See, Steve, you did not eat your gravol before you made that recording, did you? Vascular.
He's so vascular.
You're on the list.
The Maharaja.
The Maharaj. Yeah, but the whole thing is sure, he's Indian, but he's not from India. Where's he from? Okay, and right under, go to the button right under Jinder.
Maha.
Aha.
What the fuck?
The Maha.
Oh.
Maha.
Aha. That's cute. Oh, what's that? The
vascular.
What's that, the polyester puke? Is that the polyester puke, brothers? Maha, ah.
Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Oh, Tweedledum and Tweedledummer.
The Sing Brothers. The only thing that they can sing about is Jinder Mahal. Oh, Jinder Mahal, we wipe your ass. We kiss your butt. We shine your shoes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we are the Three Stooges.
There you go, Sean. You just made me do my George Takei impression.
Oh, my.
All right. Giggity, giggity,
all right,
giggity.
I got,
oh, my fucking
I got nothing.
God.
Okay, I got nothing. Go to break and figure out something.
Don't.
Play something good, man.
Tell me something good.
Tell me that you like it. never mind. Oh, that's great.
Whoa.
Did you notice they didn't use that song? They didn't use that sound last night. They just went boing boing. I knew that Jinder Mahal was born in Calgary, at Canada, but I wasn't sure that it was Calgary. I was going to say Edmonton, and I would have been wrong. But yeah.
Jinder's Canadian?
Yeah, man, he's Canadian. Makes sense.
And put some stank on it.
They put some stank on it. Stanky McStanking. Stanky McStankington. All right, go to a really good song, and not any music that's going to be featured at your show. Play something else.
Okay.
Cat.
Technology art form, deconstructionist music video forensic dissection. Please do not touch the exhibit.
If it's me, then never leave it. If that turned around, I'd grieve the special dirty things that we used to talk about. I mean that loving you is strange and a word I mean throughout. Oh, now it's you again. With every kid.
Wrestle Wars professional wrestling returns to Streeter Saturday night,
June 3rd,
6 to 5 p.m.
at the Streeter YMCA,
benefiting the Tornado Relief Fund of Nate Plain in Ottawa.
This is an all-ages event
featuring WWE Hall of Famer Cowboy Bob Orton Jr.,
a women's match,
two live bands,
Oblivion Zero and Left of Reason.
Get tickets at Cam Scottish Pub
and Trainer Flooring of Streeter,
or use the code RAD1 to save $1 at the door.
Visit Facebook.com/RWF Pro.
Wrestle Wars happening June 3rd.
You've been to the rest. Now come see the best.
Professional wrestling comes to the Streeter Family YMCA, 710 Oakley Avenue in Streeter, on Saturday night, June 3rd, when Wrestle Wars 2 brings the benefit for the tornado victims of Ottawa and Nameplate. This special event will star the wild-eyed Southern boy, former WCW and ECW star Tracy Smothers. Tickets are $10, $9, $8 and are available at Trainer Floor Covering and Cam Scottish Pub in Streeter. You've seen the rest, now see the best. Wrestle Wars 2 with Tracy Smothers.
Hi, this is Chance Prophet. You're listening to the Pro Wrestling Roundtable on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks.
Yes, welcome back.
Back and in it'll black.
It'll be here before you know it. It's Wrestle Wars 2. And, folks, if you don't have your tickets, you need to get them because they're going fast. There is more stuff being put in the papers. There is tons of coverage on this event. You got to be there. You got to be there. And if you can't be there and you still want to make a donation, PM us, facebook.com/PW Roundtable. And we'll set you up with where you can send your donation for these victims. So it's a great cause. And we've been talking about it for months. If you don't know about it, you haven't been listening to us. TV, radio, newspaper, flyers, banners. There's a sign that is going up this weekend in Streeter that'll say Pro Wrestling YMCA. 7 p.m. or whatever the bell time is, 5 p.m., 6 p.m. So there's a lot of advertisement done for this event. It's all for a good cause. It's going to be a great night of professional wrestling action live. And don't forget to mark your calendars now. Wrestle Wars 3 comes your way Saturday night, September 16th, 2017, live from the Bureau County Fairgrounds in Princeton, Illinois. You don't want to miss that. DJ Hyde and Masada on our flashback or our Throwback Thursday episode tomorrow. DJ Hyde and Masada, and we're going to be setting up our rewind for the next couple weeks. Here shortly. I'll be doing that probably after I get home June 3rd. We've got some great shows that we're giving you again. Going to be a great, great doubleheader next week on PWR with the celebration to honor the return of Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network and the Wrestle Wars 2 PWR Slam Show. It's great stuff, folks. It really is. It's great stuff. Here on PWR Slam, Tuesday Night Turmoil will be returning June the 6th. Will be the next time that that's on air, and we'll have a lot to cover on June the 6th. So you need to tune into our shows and buy our merch.
Buy our merch. Damn it.
I think Steve King told me he was looking at trying to make thongs.
Oh, my
thongs.
God. Thongs?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Why? Why?
Well, because we can put our logo on just about anything, and he thought somebody would buy a thong with our logo on it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be some stripper out there wearing one of our thongs getting dollars stuffed in it. Yeah. Yeah. I see it now. I'll go to my local strip club and sell them for you, okay? Buy my merch. Buy a thong. Yeah, look.
Well, kids make thongs, so why not?
Yeah, thong, 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 thong. Oh, no. Do you see? Oh, my God.
That's going to be in your head all night.
Oh, well, he said our art wouldn't fit. Make our, I don't know, just put the microphone on it then. Microphone with the sound. Put the microphone with just the sound wave. Oh, you want me to, no, I said you could wear it as an eye patch. I didn't say you could wear it as AC. Yeah, we're going to have little PWR fucking pasties, all right? You have a microphone on each tit. And flip flops. Okay, Larry. Yeah, all right. Yeah, you can have PWR and the ER flip flops. Yep. Yeah.
All the exciting merch coming.
Slam.
Slum, yep.
Slum, slum, slum.
PWR action figures.
You really want an action figure of me? Yeah. Yeah.
We'll make her out of Play-Doh.
Yeah. Yeah, a chaotic Katie action figure comes with a bag of weed, rolling papers, and a microphone.
And a sign that says, this show is not a bag of dicks.
Yeah, this show is not a bag of dicks. The mic is strategic. Yeah, the mic will be strategically placed. What, on the thongs or the pasties? Jesus.
I was about to take a drink when she said that.
Thong.
But, oh, my God.
Speaking of thongs, thongs.
Excuse me.
WWE has the new thongs available.
I heard.
You want to look like Sasha Banks? Yes.
Oh, my. Hold on.
What the
Something just came across my desk. Impact Wrestling cancels event in Manchester following terrorist attacks. I really can't say that I blame them. Impact has taken the decision to cancel a viewing party on Friday, May 26th in Manchester, England after Monday night's attacks at an area. I always say her name wrong. Ariana Grande. There, I got it. She just sounds like something you'd order at Starbucks. Ariana Grande concert that left 22 dead and many more injured. Jeff Jarrett and Jeremy Borash will still be available for a meet and greet. The following statement was released. Due to the horrific terrorist attack yesterday, so close to where Friday's fan event was scheduled, we feel a party is not appropriate. Ticket holders have been emailed, full refund is being provided, and alternative plans made so they can still meet Jeff Jarrett and JB. Our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Manchester and the whole of the UK.
Poor UK.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They're a strong people. Trust me, I'm married to one. They're a strong people. They're going to pull through.
It wasn't right next door, but it did happen not too far from where a friend of mine in England lives, and I'm glad she and her family are okay.
Oh, I'm glad. That's really good news to hear. Thank you, Billy. Mothers are still looking for their children. You know, that event was mostly children. Mostly children. You know, so it makes me utterly sick being a mother. It really does. I just don't understand. You know, The dude was born there. He went to school there. His family is there. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Only a bunch of cowards would attack a concert full of kids.
Yeah, well, his brothers have been arrested, as have his parents. All right, next thing on the agenda that has been sent to me. Updated card for WWE Live Return to Madison Square Garden in July.
The Great Balls of Fire event.
All right, I'm reading something, Sean. Updated card for WWE Live Return to Madison Square Garden in July. Will you bloody well scroll down? We have released an updated card for the July 7th WWE Raw Return to Madison Square in New York City. Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt. Seth Rollins versus Samoa Joe. WWE Intercontinental Championship match will be Dean Ambrose versus The Miz with Matt Riddle. Finn Balor versus Carl Anderson with Luke Gallows. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Dolph Ziggler. I love him, okay? I'm so in love with Nakamura. I mean, he's just incredible. I mean, he's really incredible. WWE Raw Tag Team Championship match, the Hardy Boys versus Cesaro and Sheamus. That should be interesting in itself. Bayley, Sasha Banks, and Mickie James versus Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax, and Alyssa Fox. And last but not least, WWE Cruiserweight Championship match, Neville versus Austin Aries. This will be a WWE live event, not televised.
I have a small confession to make.
Uh-oh. This could turn
messy. Sometimes when I'm out walking, I can't help but whistle Nakamura's theme.
That's pretty cool, actually. That is pretty cool. Oh, my goodness. My friend.
It's a very catchy song.
Yeah. Now it's in my fucking head. Thanks, buddy.
Now you see what I mean.
Now but is yours also playing with the crowd in the back background?
Give it a few minutes and it probably will.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I love him. He's fucking great. He is. He's really, really good. Really, really fucking good.
That's the kind of entertainment we need right there.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. We need more entertainment like that. We got to get away from the flash and more substance and more technical. Okay? That's what it's got to be. Those who have worked for it.
The way Shinsuke acts, I can't help but rather think, I can't help but wind up thinking about how wrestling used to be. He's got that feel to him. Him and Gallagher both have that feel when it comes to their wrestling methods. They both have that old style feel, and that's what we need right there.
Yeah, it's exactly what we need, exactly what we want. I know.
All right. Well, anybody got anything else?
I got nothing, dude. Let me see if Steve sent me anything. Hold on. All right. Read my... What penance? I don't... What the hell are you talking about? Read what... Where? What?
Say three Hell Owens and put yourself on the list.
And put yourself on the list. You're on the list.
You just made the list.
Hail Owens. There's four.
All right, folks. Well, with nothing.
I love you, Mr. Owenhart. Yep.
With nothing else to discuss.
Play something cool on the way out. We don't need the original. We don't need what we usually do. Play something cool. Play Orgy, Blue Monday. I want to hear it. What do you want from me? You teased me earlier. It's originally done by New Order, and that is one of my favorite New Wave bands from the 80s, and Blue Monday was one of my favorite songs by New Order. But my absolute favorite, my favorite song by New Order is it? I'm going to say, yeah, it's Bizarre Love Triangle. Get me that, fucking A.
All right,
oh,
folks.
Where the fuck am I finding his penance? Jesus, Murray, and Joseph, Steve. Steve, you need to get your shit fixed, man, because sometimes you can be very, very cryptic. You're not giving me all the fucking shit that I need to survive this show. I mean, geez, a little bit of beef jerky and a bottle of water is not sustenance.
A little bit of beef jerky.
I like
oh, God,
jerky.
Keep that
wow.
up, and I'll start craving jerky.
Oh, I love jerky. Oh.
I tried my first bag of jerky recently, and I loved it.
Hail, always full of power. Blessed is the belt on your waist, the U.S. title. That's one thing I'm really getting pissed off with KO, all right? You're Canadian, motherfucker. You're Canadian. I understand that you're from Quebec, and you may be a fucking separatist. But to say that you're the face of America, I'm not impressed. You want to be American? Go be American, prickmouth. Go ahead. Go ahead. And yes, Steve, he's pissing me off, so therefore he is doing his job. But I just want to shake him like a bubblegum machine that took my quarter. All right?
So you actually think the same way I am, and I've been biting my tongue for nothing.
Oh, don't bite your tongue, man. You already know how I feel about him. He annoys the living shit out of me. I hate him.
Well,
he's a great wrestler. He brings a lot to the WWE. You know, he's got a mouth on him. But you're pissing off Canadian folk, man. You're going to get beaten up if you come to Toronto.
Not to mention he's kind of insulting us like what Rusev did. I mean, he's not American. He needs to acknowledge that, you know?
Understood. But for
no
all
offense to the Canadian
he,
people over there.
Understood, but for all intents and purposes, he is an American citizen.
Owens is?
Kevin Owens. I think, not Owens, not Thick. Stay where we are. Come on, man. You just mentioned someone else. I do believe
Rusev.
He's American. I do believe he's American.
Rusev, the American hero.
holy Owens, face of America, pray for us now and at the hour we job out. Amen. Oh, my God. And that's why you're on the list.
A WWE theme park could be in the works.
I heard about that about a week or so ago. I'm surprised you're just learning of it now. I heard about that. Like, now what the hell would it be, man?
Okay. A WWE theme park. Man, that'll cost some money to go to.
Yeah, it would. Seeing as it's
$50 bajillion.
No, it usually costs anywhere between $55 and $65 to go to a theme park.
Sounds like it could be Universal on steroids or something.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
Oh, all right, Steve, tell me to create a barbed wire rosary. That's just putting your blood into it. Love you, Steve. Sorry, I'm eating Swedish berries. Yum.
Swedish berries.
Well, they're juice berries, but they're berries. So they're more gummy than they are Swedish.
I don't think I've ever heard of them.
Swedish berries, but they're softer. Oh my God, with Terry Funk crucified on its branding iron. Excuse me.
NWA.
fucking, that's fucking terrible. You're just terrible. You say three Hail Marys. Jesus.
Hey, Katie.
What?
Remember when we were on Facebook and we were talking about some of our favorite candies, and we found out that there's a possibility that Rockets and Smarties over here are the same thing?
They're exactly the same thing. They're the same packaging with a different name. They're exactly the same thing.
Same design and everything.
Yeah. I grew up on Rockets. I've got giant Rockets in my snack drawer.
Oh, those ones the size of a coin or whatever?
Yeah, man. And they've got like 5 cents, and then there's $10 ones and there's dollar ones, and yeah, I've got those ones. They're good.
I fucking love those.
Yeah, I think Sean wants to close the show.
All right, folks. We will see you on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, 10 o'clock Eastern, for PWR Slam, the Wrestle Wars Countdown Show.
And me.
Next Wednesday night, it's the Lucha Underground Return Party Show with Kaylee Perez, Carly Perez, aka Katrina,
and
Ricky Castro.
Cool.
And Cordell Castro. Cortez Castro, thank you. And Famous B. And Beautiful Brenda.
Beautiful Brenda.
And whoever else shows up.
Yeah,
our man Famous B, awesome.
Awesome.
403 Get Fame. All right, I am Sadistic Sean David along with my co-host.
The reason why this show will never, ever, ever, ever be a bag of dicks. Me, Chaotic Katie. Good night, folks. You know what time it is. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Get the fuck out.
Is it? 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 Is it?